Thank you so much for joining me for a new episode of Let's Talk. Today's guest is Apostolic Leader Beverly Epps Blackwell. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I am blessed. God bless you.
Thank you so much. She has recently launched a prayer movement. Tell us about this prayer movement that you have launched. I see you're doing so many great things and doing so well.
Yes. Well, you know, the Lord dropped it in my spirit. Years ago, I used to do a United Prayer. And so the Lord brought me, he just broadened it. He just enlarged the territory. So this is an hour of enlargement, and God gave me the United National and Global Prayer Movement.
Okay, great.
To
that
launch.
Is shifting you guys at now. Is that something that he just recently gave you as a new assignment?
Actually, it's my assignment. It's ours together, but God has given me the vision.
All right. Wow. That is awesome.
Because
He does so many great things. And with me, I know in my journey, in my process, as he was building me into being, you know, prayer, before I knew the intercessory prayer was what he was calling me to do, there was a process. So do you believe that in the process, it's not labor, it's not hard work, it's not work. It's just should be something like an everyday part of our lifestyle. But what does it mean to you? Do we have to live a life of holiness to obtain this level of glory that God has put us in? Because, you know, prayer changes things, and it's just not, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 10 minutes. But I think when you get to the prophetic intercession of it, I think it's a building. Did he have to build this muscle in you to where you get to that point? Because it's not for everybody, and everybody doesn't do it the same.
Amen. Amen. Holiness should be at the foundation. You know, you must be born again and walk in the Spirit of the Lord and walk in his word and his ways. You know, and that's how we build the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2:20, and are built, the foundation is built upon the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grow into a holy temple in the Lord. Hallelujah. God is calling for holiness in this hour.
Amen.
And you cannot intercede, and you cannot even get your prayer through unless you are walking in his way of righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Amen. I definitely do agree with that. I love that. But, you know, because a lot of people say that, I've heard just different things like fasting, is it necessary to consecrate yourself? Is it necessary? But there is a part of this process in the life, I believe, of an intercessor, that you do go through levels of fasting and praying and consecrating yourself. And I know it worked. It that's how he did it with me to a certain point, because just getting to that place where I'm just walking in the fullness of God took some shedding, you know, some layers had to fall off. You just have to change. Everything changes. You know, you leave some people you may not want to leave. You know, just everything is different. Everything changed. My lifestyle changed. I'm a new person. But I do believe that we're all held to the same standard, whether you call yourself a Christian or a believer.
Amen, amen. God, it's a separation. It's a separation when that call is on your life, and he calls us into his kingdom. You know, he said, you must be born again. He that is born of the flesh is of the flesh, but he is born of the spirit is of the spirit. You know, and so now we're on this spiritual journey, and there's a separation.
Amen, that sure is. I know it was part of my process. I didn't know what to think. but now I've enjoyed where he's come, where he's brought me to. I've enjoyed this journey. Sometimes it was good. Sometimes it was painful. But I just like what God is doing. There's never a dull moment in Christ Jesus. Was there ever a certain scripture you held on to in your process of being converted?
The scripture is in, one of them was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I have for you, the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So that was one of them that I stood on, and God, you know, brought me through. It was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard. Just the process is hard. And many people, you know, begin the process and they, you know, they go back.
That is true.
You know, they fall away. They fall away.
You're right. That's true. Mine was 1 Peter 5:10. I feel like in my wilderness experience, it was just something about that. Every time I would call myself going to the altar, he would send me back out there and tell me that I wasn't ready. But that let me know that in my mess, in where I was in my life, because, you know, feeling like the woman at the well sometimes. I'm just like, God, what are you doing to me? That beating and that pressing and that pushing and that tugging. But it was well worth it. And I see that. And this is not easy. I see that you wrote a book called Back to the Altar. Where were you in your process when you wrote that book?
Oh, Back to the Altar. I was in Colombia. I was in Colombia. And I was going through some, you know, physical trials. And it took me deeper into the prayer room, deeper into God. And I had to seek the Lord even further. And so, you know, even in this time, you know, back to the altar, any time that God has given you a vision or assignment, it's going to come to you first. It's going to come to you first. He's going to deal with you. He's going to place it in you. In you. Now, I want you to call my people back to the altar, but first, you're going to come, hallelujah, back to the altar. You know, you feel like, okay, I've been praying, but I want to take you to another level. I want to take you to another dimension. This fire is a different kind of fire.
Amen.
This fire is higher. This fire is going to burn. You know, all of us need to be sanctified and purified. Every new year, you have to come back to God and get that cleansing and that purification and, you know, that restoration. So this book is about reformation, bringing the body of Christ back to God, back to the foundation.
I think he's saying that too. That's just seems like the same message I get for the body as a whole. And that he, you know, it's just like the children of Israel, where he just kept and I get back. I go back to Jeremiah in my studies a lot. And it's just like he's saying the same thing. He's crying out to the people saying it's time to come back. Remember, yes, that, you know, like he was sending. He kept sending him to give them that message that I'm what you're looking for. And they kept putting him you know, last. They kept putting other gods in front of him. They kept putting different things in front of him. And it's like he's saying, woohoo, I'm over here. I'm what you need. And it was just like they ignored that in every portion of my study, whether it's Jeremiah or whether it's another part of the Bible. That seems like it's always the message to come back. It's bringing the people back to the altar. Anything that you would say now, I mean, do you have a message for the people? What are you teaching now in your, what burden has the Lord shared with you other than that, if there is one?
That is my burden. I am a gatherer, you know, and God is calling me, even with the United Prayer and now this global prayer movement, and God is calling his people back. And in Joel chapter 2, I believe 17, it says, blow the trumpet, excuse me, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm on my holy mountain. So it is a call to come back. It is a call to prayer. It is a call to cry out. And so that's why I'm teaching in this hour. And even for the scripture that he gave me for the prayer movement, this new assignment, he said is Ezekiel 22 and 30. It says, and I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I search for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have to destroy the land. But I found no one. So what he's given me is the rising of a new prayer God, of the rising of a new prayer God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So where are the watchmen? Glory to God. The pandemic shifted. The pandemic was the, can I say, it proved, hallelujah, who was going to stand and who was going to leave and who was going to shift. And hallelujah, glory to God. And so there are many that still standing, but there are many that just shifted. They went the other way. So God is calling, hallelujah, for a new prayer guard, hallelujah, to guard the land. This is the time for us to guard the land. This is the time for us to arise. This is the time for us to fast and pray and cry unto the Lord. This is the time for us, hallelujah, glory to God, to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call upon him while he is near. God is near now, but the systems of this world are about to shift in this hour, hallelujah, and we need to be in a place, hallelujah, that God is calling us to be, and that is before him, in his face, to meet with him, to receive, hallelujah, glory to God, the assignment, to receive the instructions. We need to know what to do. When stuff starts going crazy, we need to know what to do.
Amen.
And so if we're not in God's face, and a lot of people are trying to be in somebody else's face, that's over with. That's over with. I want to meet such and so, and this one, they got a word. I'm running here, I'm running there, I'm running everything. But God is saying in this hour, I need you to run to me. I need you to come to me, all ye that labor and a heavy burden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
This is the hour of restoration. You got to be still. God is saying, be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. You don't know me like that. you don't know me like that. You think you know me like that, hallelujah, but I'm calling you closer to me so you can really know me a little more.
Amen. That is yes. Good. I believe that holiness is right. What is holiness? What is holiness?
Holiness is righteousness, right standing upright, uprightness, the right way of doing things, the heart of God, God's characteristics. You know, a lot of people, you know, I grew up, you know, in holiness church, you know, dolly on my head and long dress and no splits and all that and no makeup, no earrings and all of that. But that's not holiness. That's not what God is talking about. Holiness is a pure heart. You know, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says, you know, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And it's going to profit us nothing. Love is a part of God's holiness. Love covers a multitude of sins. So that's God's holiness. We can't love because once he sent Jesus walking in his love. Walking in his love, for God so loved the world. Glory to God. Amen. So God is a holy God.
Do you think that, because, you know, a lot of people don't know, they don't want to hear the truth. A lot of people shy away from the truth. But I do believe in teaching the undefiled word of God. And I believe in standing by it. Do you believe that there's anything that's missing from the word? You know how they say that there's missing books that's out there. We still don't know all of the truth. And a lot of people say that the Bible's been rewritten. What would you tell that person that Muslim that still says that Jesus was just a prophet, what would you tell that sinner that believes that we still don't know all the truth? Wouldn't it be worth, to me, I would just think your salvation is worth it, but what would you tell that sinner or that Muslim or that Buddhist that would say, hey, that he's real? How would you get them to convert over? Because I know we can't force them, and that the goal is that every soul is saved, but what would you tell them?
Well, as I, you know, we always were given, as I was evangelizing earlier in my call, and we used to do the Romans Road, and, you know, John 3:16, excuse me, you know, if Romans 9:10, you know, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. So it's a confession, but it comes from the heart. Hallelujah. But you have to speak it. You have to, hallelujah, glory to God, release it from your mouth. And you shall be saved. So a lot of people just think it's so hard. They think it's so rough. Okay, how can I do that? You know, who is Jesus? You know, so, you know, you take him to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
And so, you know, we must be sure about our own confession. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And they need to see the light in us.
Amen.
You know, and the spirit within us will touch their hearts.
Amen. So now you do have your church, right? Is that correct? You have a church in Columbia?
I have a minute. We don't have a building per mm-hmm. se, but God is calling us to rebuild. I'm in the rebuilding season.
Okay.
And God is calling us to rebuild. So when we get a building, it's not going to be, God is calling us to raise up a hub. It's not going to be regular. It's not like regular church building. It's going to be a hub.
What are you going to be teaching people?
First of all, you must be born again. Again, I say you must be born. And as Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, and he was like, you know, can I go up into my mother's womb? No, this is a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You yep. must be born again. If you're not born again, you cannot see. You will not be able to see spiritually mm-hmm. the kingdom of God.
And school? Do you have a, are you, did, were you doing a school as well?
Yes, I had launched a school. And after that, right after when I was launching the school, I was going through some heart issues. And so after I launched the school, I had to stop because, you know, I had to go through my healing. I went through a whole healing journey. And so now I'm in the process of relaunching the School of the Prophets to teach those. It's not even about those who are called as prophets or those who have the gift of prophecy. Everyone needs to know. Everyone, the Bible says everyone can prophesy. So you need to know, is it God speaking? And I'm also coming out with a new book.
I was going to ask you, was there anything else? What else is coming down the line for Beverly, Apostle Beverly Epps Blackwell? Because I know you do so many things. Oh, and congratulations on your, I saw the certificates.
Yes.
Talk about it. We got a few more minutes. You can talk about
yes.
it.
Yes, I am a certified personal trainer. I am a certified fitness coach. I am a certified nutritionist.
Oh, wow.
And I'm certified in CPR and AED, you know. And so God sent me on that journey. And let me tell you something. I don't care what goes on in your life. When it's your time and God's giving you breath in your body, you need to push. Even when I had to go to the hospital, they went in my heart. They had to burn out the damaged areas. I couldn't study. I couldn't do anything. But when I got the chance, I picked up that book And I pressed in. It was crunch time for me. I pressed. I said, listen, I'm not going to give them people my money. I'm going to pass this test, and I'm going to pass it the first time. Okay. And I passed every test the first time.
Oh, wow.
The first time. So I'm excited. I'm about to build a business, build a brand. And this is something brand new for me, a girl from the Bronx, a little girl from the Bronx, New York, shy, scared to talk, scared to eat in front of people, just scared, just shy, that is now stepping out and for such a time as this.
Amen. Well, we are going to definitely look forward to all of those great things. I will post your information, contact information, your ministry information at the end. I definitely want to, I appreciate you coming out. I mean, you know, just taking the time. This is such an honor because we've been talking about this thing for a long time, but I saw you doing so many great things. I followed you when I first met you. I came to one of your conferences and enjoyed it. And you have been such a pleasure and a blessing to me since I met you. So I definitely want to thank you for coming out. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking your time out. And we will look forward to hearing more from you.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless. I feel honored also. God bless
you.
Well,
I appreciate
it. And all your endeavors.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You have a good evening.
Welcome. You also. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for a new episode of Let's Talk. Thank you for all of your support. Until next time, stay safe and be blessed. And remember, your faith should not lie in the hands of man, but in the power of God. Cut. This podcast was produced using the facilities of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Public Access Corporation, Access 21.